Guess what the task is in these beds?
Weeding.
Leo Gorman is the Grodat farm manager. He also leads a crew of teens who work at the farm 2 days a week.
You've weeded now, I think, 3 or 4 times. Each time, I've seen good improvement. This is the main weed we're going for. It's called nut sedge. Let's get 2 people over there. Why don't Muffin, you and Yvonne get over there?
The Grodat farm is on a patch of acres in City Park that used to be a golf course, just beyond the highway and next to a bayou bordered by live oak trees.
Muffin, is this a weed?
It looked like some type of plant, but like a weed is anything that we are not growing in our bed. So
that's a weed.
That's a weed.
Muffin Stevenson is 17 and a junior at Science and Math High School. She lives with her mom, her younger brother and sister, and her stepdad in Central City. Muffin is Leo's assistant crew leader, or as she once put it, the next thing from underneath him.
Look, I can't just pull it, okay, because it's about to break. I feel it. So what I want to do, I want to put my fingers, and I want to go under.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
After a year farming as a crew member, Muffin applied to be an assistant crew leader, and she got the job. Here she is on her first day, introducing herself.
I'm just here to help y'all, guide y'all, lead y'all, to show y'all, and teach y'all.
And what's your history with the program?
My experience was kind of tough, you know, at first. Like, I feel like you have to want it to be here. Like, you can't just sign up for it and just think, oh, I'm going to just come because it's something that I'm going to just see. I mean, you have to actually want it to accomplish your goals and what you want to do as far as becoming a better person or even just completing a job, because we have goals that we have to reach and we want to, you know, we want to accomplish them. So, I mean, we all a team. We all have to contribute to the job to get everything done.
What Grodat wanted to get done was grow 10,000 pounds of food, donate 4,000 pounds, and earn $12,000. Muffin's own goal was to change her future. Muffin wanted new experiences, like learning how to cook and speak in public, things her working mom didn't always have time to teach her. Muffin knows she sounds mature when she says things like this. She's always been that way. Her friends tell her she's like an old lady.
Let's go around. We're always reflecting here. What do you want to say?
One thing they enjoy.
One thing you enjoy and?
One thing that was a challenge.
Good. Why don't you start?
Okay, one thing I enjoyed was planting the lettuce, because I like to see something grow. And then a challenge for me was weeding, getting down and dirty, knowing that I have my nails done. But I got through with the help of this guy.
Muffin was one of 4 assistant crew leaders working at Grodat this year, and she wasn't the only one who took the job as a way to change her life. In his interview, another ACL, that's Grodat speech, said, to be totally honest, I could be employed in my neighborhood and make more money, but the only jobs are selling drugs, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to take that path.
Well, I just want to say I'm very proud of y'all today. Everybody was focused. All right, who wants to clap it up?
So the way this goes is that the person to the left of whoever is getting their real talk goes first, and then we go in order. If you are not ready to give that person real talk, you can pass, and then we will come back to you.
Of all the things Grodat offers, agricultural work, classes and nutrition and financial planning, selling to customers at markets, maybe the most meaningful is something called real talk. At the Grodat graduation, Muffin's crew member, Karnisha Tassin, put Real Talk this way.
Another thing that impacted my life was this session we have at Grodat, and it's called Real Talk. And it's when the crew members and the Grodat staff will come together and give each other feedback on their work. And then we have these things called deltas.
A delta is like an advice that you would give a person that on something that they can improve in.
We just had a Real Talk Friday. And a couple of things stuck out from my crew members. One person told me.
Hello, Karnisha.
So, Karnisha.
How you doing, Karnisha? You a very hard worker, because, you be doing your thing on that field, and you don't ever trip off doing it. You know, like, when I first started this program, I wouldn't say I was sexist, but, I just looked at females as not being able to, really like, you know, get down and dirty like dudes. And you ain't scared to get down and dirty like a dude. Well, you ain't scared to get down and dirty, not like a dude, because you did it. For your Delta, I would just like, don't stop being you. Like, all right, you have like a random loud laugh. Like, your laugh, you're going to hear it. It's loud. But it's not a bad thing. Like, just do it. Don't be ashamed to be yourself, like, if that makes sense. Like, if we, say you out in public eating at a restaurant, and somebody says something funny, and it's like high court, like five star. Just be yourself. Like, don't try to be quiet. Don't hold that laugh in. Just let it out.
Here's Muffin.
Some people you can talk to, and it's just like you're just talking to them, and like you get nothing out of it. But like I can talk to you, and like you make my thoughts like bounce, I guess. And like I think that's a good thing to have somebody around you that like can make you think farther than what you're normally used to. If you come back, I think you would be like one of the best leaders, and I recommend you come back. I recommend that you do come back. Like, you remind me.
Carnisha took Muffin's advice. She'll be returning in the spring as a Grodat ACL. And Muffin, she's thinking about applying to be an intern. When Grodat first recruited at Muffin School, she walked up to the sign, which read, "Need a job?" and declared, "I'm not going to apply because you're not going to hire me." But that was years ago, and Muffin's changed since then. The person she is today would do it differently.
I wouldn't have said I'm not going to do it. I would have said I got this.
Learn more about Grodat at WWNO.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.